Welcome to Progressive Pockets. I go by Gigi, that's short for Genit Gimja, and I'm your host. This is a show where the topic is really all about trying to get a little bit more alignment between what we believe and then what we're actually doing with our money on a daily basis. This show started years ago when I had this sudden realization that there was a pretty big disconnect for me personally, and I couldn't understand why I would vote one way, but then I would look in my retirement accounts and the two just did not seem like they were coming from the same person. So I think that a lot of you can relate to that. I hear that in your emails and your messages. So welcome to the conversation. Every once in a while, I like to come on here and talk about books. I get that question a lot in terms of what should I read. And so today I want to talk about a book called The Social Justice Investor by Andrea Longton. This book was released in April of 2024. I was really pleased to receive an advance copy of it, and I want to tell you about it today in case you might be interested in it. So even though this is a personal finance book, it doesn't have a technical handbook type of a feel to it. I do have some personal finance books that are almost like a reference book, and I keep them on my shelf. I'm looking up information, very specific information in them all the time. But this book really isn't like that. In a way, it almost reads like a novel, which is a unusual thing to say about a personal finance book. There are a lot of scenes. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of like conversations where we as the readers are like flies on the wall as the person in the story is learning about a new topic, like socially responsible ETFs or something like that. I think when you first get the book, you'll probably read it, you know, front to back. And then I think you'll probably keep it on hand for refreshers whenever you want to remember how a concept works. The book also has these interesting interludes that are sprinkled throughout the book where people are sharing their stories of how they've thought about their investments and their social justice values and how they've thought about bringing those two into closer alignment. And then also some stories where, real people are talking about these moments of realization that they had where their values just kind of got electrified in a way that they made major life changes, like not just how they were investing or banking or, you know, donating, but like changing their entire careers. So I just thought the book was really interesting. There are these three character avatars that you follow throughout the book as you read it. One of them is named Angela. She is the DIY investor. And she starts off with opening an online investment account. She leaves her job as a teacher to become a primary caregiver for her kids. There's Tom. He's the 401k investor. And at one point, you know, he starts a new job, gets a new 401k. And by the end of the book, he is thinking about, you know, breaking down, like he has his 401k at his job in traditional investments. And then I think it's the other half of his investments that he does on his own that are more socially responsible type of investments. And then Nicole is the third avatar. She is working with a financial advisor. So she's not doing it herself. And she's got, you know, more money and she's thinking about different kind of impact that her sizable wealth can really create. So the first part of the book is tackling this great question of why even think about investing as a way to advance our societal goals? Why not just give the money away instead? And the author tackles that question by providing some solid reasons. For example, investments let you recycle your money over and over again. Investments can be good for long-term commitments to bigger problems. Personally, my thought is that investments, along with giving some of your money away, along with your other daily financial decisions that we talk about all the time on this show, all of those tools can really work in harmony. So I don't think it's about whether we should give our money away versus investing it in a certain kind of way. I think it's both. I think the problems of this world are complicated and are going to require all the tools that we have accessible to us. I am almost certain that the writer of this book would agree with me. I haven't asked her personally, but I can't imagine she wouldn't agree. There's a section on financial planners in the book that I thought was interesting and written differently than I've seen it before. How to decide if you want to work with a financial advisor of some sort, how they charge for their services, how to work with one, conversations, like how to even have the awkward conversations with them. And all of this is written for people who want to, manage their money in a way to create safety in the future for, you know, ourselves and our families. But also want our money strategies to at least somewhat reflect our social values. So I appreciate that about this book. There are some sections in the book that I think would be good for readers who sort of freeze up when they're talking about or thinking about money. People who are very new to it all, setting up a 401k at a job, for example. Or there's a portion where the author is talking about thinking about your investment strategy as a balanced diet and thinking through the various food groups you can include and shopping for those components at a farmer's market with all the different options that you'll find when you're trying to set up your money strategy. So it's definitely written for a beginner's level investor, in my opinion. The other thing that I really like about the book is, and I hope the author will hear this and find a way to build out the book's website to include all of this information on there, but I really like the additional information at the end of the book. I like the section with the list of online resources and tools. There are so many great websites listed there, places where you can find investments, places where you can look up your bank to see if it's matching your values or to find a better one, websites where you can find financial advisors and other places to find tools. If you're, you know, trying to invest in certain types of companies that really match your values. There's also a compendium of social justice investing organizations at the end of the book. You can find your people. Some of them are providing introductory level basic investing education. Some of them are support groups for people like us who are trying to figure all of this out and do better with our own money. It's a handy book and it's an easy read. Within the world of personal finance, there aren't a ton of books written with social values in mind. So I really appreciate this contribution to that space. So to recap, I feel like I'm in school doing a book report. Here's what we covered today. The Social Justice Investor by Andrea Longton was released in April 2024. You can get a copy wherever you get your books, including bookshop.org, which if you've never shopped there before, it's seriously so cool. And it's an Amazon alternative for those who are interested. The book is a very smooth read. It almost reads like a novel written for beginning level investors who are interested in social justice and also investing for their financial futures. It includes easy to understand information about how to do a financial detox, how to find a financial advisor, how to do a mixed approach where maybe a portion of your money is in traditional investments and the other portion is in socially responsible investments. If you have a few more minutes, I want to encourage you to check out another episodes that you might like. I went over a lot of book recommendations in that episode, and it continues to be popular. It's episode 25, What Should I Be Reading? It was recorded before the show was rebranded. So let's end with a quote, and this one comes from this book. Our power as investors is to finance the world in which we want to live. That is from Andrea Longton. I'm thinking about doing a book giveaway for this title, so join the newsletter. That's where I can do things like that. You can sign up at progressivepockets.com, or you can send a quick email to progressivepockets@gmail.com and just say that you want to sign up for the newsletter. That's all from me today. I have a short stack of books on this topic that I'm currently reading, so I'm looking forward to sharing more about those. I hope you have a great day today. Let's talk again soon.